Hi, listening friend. Thanks for tuning in for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Tuesday, August 7th, 2012, and today's a happy, sad day. As mentioned on yesterday's program, radio pastor Donald Cole had been sick for a number of weeks. His health had been deteriorating, and Saturday night he went to be with the Lord. So it's with heavy hearts, because he was just a senior saint that was so dearly beloved. He was one of our first speakers at a radio banquet about 16, 17 years ago. He's befriended this radio ministry and been involved many, many years. And so on today's broadcast, we're going to do a special dedication in his honor. And I'm going to have Phil Shepherd share some stories and insights and the blessing that Don has been to the church at large, to the Moody Broadcasting Network, and specifically in Phil's life. Phil Shepherd with the Moody Broadcasting Network is on our radio board, has been a dear, dear friend, and I'll share the conversation I had with him recounting some of the stories about our good friend Don Cole. I also contacted the Moody Broadcasting Network and asked them for some audio clips so that those of you that knew him well over his many years of sharing on Open Line and other Moody programs can just be blessed by hearing his voice again, his demeanor, his style of sharing, his giftedness, and just the very unique ways God used him in all of our lives. And then for some of you unfamiliar with the legacy of radio pastor Donald Cole, you'll get to be introduced to him through some of the ways he responded to listeners, to questions that he was asked, and through the means of me just sharing his voice with you. Pastor Cole many times, almost all the times, opened up his program with a reading from the Psalms. So here's a caller asking Pastor Cole to read Psalm 73, and Don just shares a little about that.
Can I ask Don, would you read just for me, because just I want to hear your voice read it, verses 23 through 26?
Psalm 73?
Yes, sir.
Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Mm. You know one thing I like about that? You got time here?
Mm-hmm.
Where it says that, whom have I in heaven but you? One of my favorite passages these days is that little story where Jesus talks to his disciples after a lot of people were forsaking him. Said they went away and they didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So he turns to them and he said, will you also leave me? And I just love Peter's statement. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we believe and know. Which comes first, knowledge or belief? We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
Moody radio pastor Donald Cole was born June 25, 1923. Growing up, he sensed the call of God to the missions field after serving in the South Pacific during World War II. At a missions conference in Detroit, Michigan, he met Naomi. The two were married in 1947 and shortly after that headed off to Portugal for language instruction. From 1948 until 1966, Pastor Cole and Naomi, along with their children, served Christ as missionaries in Angola, Africa. The Coles' bustling household included Stephanie, Paul, and Andrew, now deceased, along with an African daughter, Olga. Upon returning home, Pastor Cole joined the faculty of Emmaus Bible College of Dubuque. In recognition of his strong writing skills, he was named editor of Interest Magazine. Donald Cole is perhaps best remembered for his role as Moody's radio pastor. Many will remember his Christian perspectives on the news broadcasts, his verse-by-verse Bible studies in the Living Word, where he was often joined by Naomi, or in later years, his insightful commentaries. In a pioneering national Christian radio call-in known as Open Line, he fielded questions about the Bible and the Christian life. The program ran from 1982 until 2008, and Pastor Cole was equally at home talking with skeptics and scholars as well as young children. And many of you familiar with WGNN, we carried Open Line all those years that Pastor Cole was available. He was just so wonderful. In 1997, after nearly three decades of civil war, letters began trickling into the Coles from Angola, wondering if there were any of their old church members yet alive to whom they could still be of service. Pastor Cole, with his son Andrew, returned to Angola. He was astonished by the devastation that he saw and returned many times afterwards, shipping cargo containers full of much-needed supplies. A footnote here. Yeah, we had Pastor Cole on a number of times talking about the various mission projects, and some of you even sent resources or funds to help him on that. His son Andrew was so moved that he and his wife Lynn formed Rise International, a ministry now building schools in Angola. Pastor Cole has authored a number of books, including How to Know You're Saved, All You Need to Know to Believe, Thirsting for God, Basic Christian Faith, Have I Committed the Unpardonable Sin? I Believe, Christian Perspectives on Controversial Issues in Abraham, God's Man of Faith. As mentioned earlier, I had a conversation with Phil Shepherd talking about Pastor Cole and reminiscing some, so here's what we had to talk about. Phil, I'll take any opportunity I can to call you up, whether it's seeking advice or just connecting with you. You've been such a blessed, dear, dear friend for so many years. You've been instrumental with this radio ministry in so many different ways. And yet, this is kind of a happy, sad day for both of us because we both knew Pastor Cole, but you knew him in a very unique way these many years as you served him, he mentored you, you knew him as a dear, dear friend. I think he kind of adopted you as a son, but you were there this past Saturday reading scripture and just loving on him, and you have some great insights into this godly man that has served the kingdom so effectively and so well, and I just had prayed that maybe I'd have an opportunity to have you share a few snapshots, a few of those cherished moments, because you knew Pastor Donald Cole like none of us.
Well, Mark, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to give glory to God through the life of Don Cole. See Donald Cole. Actually, his first name was Charles, but he didn't go by Charles. He went by Don, and so Don Cole, and I called him Pastor Cole for so many years, and his wife, Naomi, told me once, just call him Don. And, you know, the relationship with Don, even though he was 32 years my senior, you could say a father figure, but I tell you, the dynamic of a relationship was really good friends, very good friends. Now, Naomi, she in turn, I think she treat me more like a son, and I was always honored by that, and she still does today even. So here you've got Don Cole, radio pastor of the Moody Bible Institute, a pioneer missionary. He and Naomi went on the mission field in 1948, pioneering in the bush of Angola, and they were there until 1966, until a time that civil war in that country forced them out of the country, and they came back to the United States, and Don taught at Emmaus Bible College in the western Chicago suburbs, and then, of course, that school went up to Dubuque, Iowa, and Don did not. But Don joined WMBI in 1971, starting the very same day that Dr. George Sweeting did, and maybe some of your listeners have listened to Chris Fabry's program, and that was brought out. It just came at a time that the Institute needed a new man in that role. Robert J. Little was the first radio pastor from the mid-1950s, and he passed away, I think, in 1970. But Don Cole, what can you say about that guy? A rare individual. In my life, a voice of wisdom, a voice of compassion, a voice of generosity, and not just a voice, but feet and hands to showing generosity, giving, giving, giving. He loved people. He could never walk away from a person in need. And Mark, you know, we had some great times together with you. Mm-hmm. My goodness, one of the first outings that you had, or one of the first, I would call it a program, where we got the listeners together, Don Cole was there. And did the listeners connect with him. And what a, you know, the relationship that he had with the listeners on Monday nights and Thursday nights with Bible questions and answers was just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would even periodically check in with us, how are things going? Or if I was up at Moody, he would want to have the whole scoop on the listenership, how the station's doing. He was just a dear, dear, solid saint. And you and I were talking, one of our regrets or wonderments is like, Lord, who will you raise up now to kind of have that voice, that role, that demeanor, that presence on the radio that can encourage the listeners, that can bless them, that knows the Bible like Pastor Cole knew the Bible?
Well, you know, Don, I produced a program back in the early 80s when I first came to Chicago. And, you know, I always felt as the producer of the program, Open Line I'm speaking of, that I needed to have a strategy for the Bible questions that I would give him. You know, sometimes he would jokingly come in and we would be setting up for the program and he'd pop his head in the control room and say, hey, give me all easy questions tonight. But he would generally have a couple of Bibles with him, a couple of versions, and we would work really hard at looking at all the questions that came in. And today we have an 800 number and we just put you on hold. But for many, many years, you called in 312-329-4460. And then we would take the person's name and the question and then we would call them back. And so I was able to pile up the questions. I'd say, okay, what questions are going to get the most mileage or do the most good for our program tonight? And so we were kind of a team. You know, Don just did a masterful job. And it was not all about him, you know, giving his opinion or always having an answer. There are sometimes he would even say, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's that humility that he had. And that was Don. It was not put on. That was him. You know, Mark, he was of the great generation. He was a young man in the South Pacific. He left mom and dad, and he and his brother went off to, you know, to serve in the Second World War. They didn't know if they were coming back. He was just of a different caliber. I just admired him so much for the way he looked at life and the way he looked at people. He was so generous. I shared yesterday in Chris Fabry's program. I'll never forget the time, and for those of you who heard it yesterday, well, this is a repeat, but it's worth repeating. He went to Angola, Africa, after being gone for almost 30 years, and he had a special vest created that he could carry lots of cash in it. And I know that it was over $10,000 he took in cash. He wanted to give it to people, directly to people in need, widows especially, and orphans. He made all these secret little compartments in his vest. He came back. He came back on one of his first trips, and he found a secret passage with money still in it. Uh-huh. He was so mad at himself that money was supposed to be in Africa in a widow's hands, and he brought it back with him. I'll never forget that. And I'll never forget helping to load containers. I mean, some people rent shipping containers. He would buy them, fill them full of school supplies, grade schools that were putting new desks in. He would get hundreds of desks. He would load the containers with school desks, with clothing, and he would ship them out. And I'll never forget the one time he bought a 5-ton Ford flatbed truck. This was a big truck. He fit that thing in a shipping container and shipped that truck to Africa for the church. I mean, no one in that area in Chilanda, they had nothing. Here's the church, the local church had a truck that they could ship up and down from the coast and bring supplies in to this area because Don went out and bought that truck. I'll never forget it. And there's a lot of people that partnered with him, but he was the catalyst behind that because of his deep, deep love for the people of Angola. You'd never find a more generous man, a more giving man than Don Cole.
Hmm. And he had that deep, deep love for God's Word. And in fact, I have a little clip where he's on with Wayne Shepherd and Dr. Stoll. Our listeners will be familiar with both those voices. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play this little 1-minute clip, and then we'll just have a little time for you to reminisce a few favorite times with Pastor Donald Cole.
Well, Pastor Cole, hearing the Word of God, it always stirs us, doesn't it?
It does me. It's our life. In fact, that's what Moses told the people as he was preparing for his own death. He told them, the word of God is your life. And it has proved to be that in our family, too. We read the scriptures in the morning. We pray. And we talk about the scriptures all day long. It's the framework for our lives. I don't wish to sound pious, because we are not. But I can't imagine life without the word of God. There's nothing that stirs my mind as much, challenges me as much, and at the same time keeps my passions, my emotions still functioning.
You know, that's from you, Don, and Naomi, and I think we could admit you're 80 now. You've said that before, so it's no secret. That's a tremendous testimony. You know, we've all read a lot of books and read some of them twice, some of them three times, and they never get read again. But the Word of God remains a motivator, stirs our passion, focuses our hearts. Think about that. Your whole life you've been in the Word of God, and it still is a joy to you.
Not only that, it's full of fresh discoveries. We can read a passage. We've read that 1,000 times. May switch translations, and there's something absolutely new comes out of it. It's a wonderful way to live.
The bottomless well.
In case you just tuned in, we're doing a special tribute today. I have Phil Shepherd on the phone with me, and we're honoring the legacy that Pastor Donald Cole has left. He went home to glory to be with the Lord this past Saturday night, and I called up Phil Shepherd because they were very, very close, and Phil was with him on Saturday reading him scripture, and you knew Don in just a wonderful way, how he loved the scripture, how he mentored you. He mentored so many people, and I know you have many, many special memories. We could probably talk about him all week long, but in our closing few minutes, maybe a few more snapshots into Pastor Donald Cole's life, or maybe how we can even continue to pray for Naomi and the Cole family.
Well, let me just tell you what comes to mind right now. I can think of many things. I was his handyman for 29 years, fixed his cars, worked on their houses. My father-in-law and I built a deck on their home. We just did a lot of things together. But you know what? Don had a difficult time. Dr. Stoll just mentioned him being 80 at the time of that. That was 9 years ago. Don lost a grandchild, fell off a bunk bed in 1986. Unexplainable. Both and Don's son was a radiologist and his daughter-in-law, a pediatrician, two medical doctors, and they could do nothing to save their child, Don's grandson. Very tragic, very, very tragic. Just about 7 years ago, Don's son, Andrew, just unexpectedly died at the age of 50. And this Andrew, his son, he and Don had gone back to Africa together in 1997 and started the relief work for the church there. Don's future ministry there was dependent upon his son continuing on, and to have his son not wake up one morning, it provided one of the greatest challenges in Don's life. And I think Don was quoted yesterday on Chris Fabry's program as saying he could not live on long enough to overcome the grief in losing his son, Andrew. And so there's some perplexity there. You know, we think of the man of God, God's servant, Don Cole, doing so much good for thousands of people and answering the questions on the hearts of people on the radio for 26 years on Open Line. Oh, my goodness. And then for him to have this great heartache, I watched a man finish up, I don't want to say well or good, he finished up trusting God even when it didn't make sense. What a testimony. This last year has been a very rough year in the Coles. Don, after having some cataract surgery last July 2011, just started a downward slide, and he had Parkinson's disease, and he just struggled. He struggled, and just last week, in a move from the western suburbs up to the northwestern suburbs to go into a more affordable apartment, living within his granddaughter's home, but nicely renovated, just a couple of days before the move, he became completely unresponsive. And just in a few days was gone. He literally never saw, even though he was in the new apartment, he never saw it, never really woke up. So I was able to visit with him. Actually, it was Friday I visited with him. And Don always read the Psalms. They were always read from the Psalms on open line. And so I picked Psalm 23 to read to him. And just to be able to voice those words, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And I was able to read those words and just squeeze his hand, even though there was no squeeze back. And to read Philippians chapter 1, where Paul talks about the indecision between being away from the body and present with the Lord, but in this case, talking to the church at Philippi, you know, just saying it's better that I be with you. And then to finish off the scripture reading with Don, Romans 8, that we are more than conquerors through Christ. What can separate us from the love of God? Nothing. Life nor death, tragedy. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That's what I wanted my dear brother Don Cole to hear. I knew he could hear me, but he could not speak. And the next day, he was with the Lord. And he worshiped before the Lord on Sunday morning. On the Lord's Day, from our perspective, he was worshiping before the Lord. And that gave us great joy. You mentioned bittersweet. There's a huge hole in a lot of people's lives right now. And we'll get over it. But right now, we miss Donald Cole.
Yeah, I was trying to look up that verse before our conversation, that one where, you know, we don't grieve is like without hope, because
right.
We do have hope because of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the person that Pastor Donald Cole worshipped and followed. He was a great ambassador for the kingdom, and all of us can live with that hope as we accept the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives. And
exactly.
That would be our desire as we would commit to dedicating this program in honor of Pastor Donald Cole, who is in the presence of the Lord now, that a listener might have their heart tenderized to entertain the idea that God loves them, that he has a plan and purpose for their lives, and it's coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. And I know Pastor Cole would be cheering us on, Phil, because that's part of what you do through the Moody Broadcasting Network, the privilege we have in radio to proclaim the good news message of Jesus.
Yes. Well, I know he would be uncomfortable about us talking too much about him. I can hear him now. Knock it off.
Yeah.
You can hear him say it.
Yeah. Well, we thank God for the senior saints that are in our listenership and the senior saints that are finishing well. And I know many and many tune in. And thank you, God, for Pastor Donald Cole, who will be dearly missed. And yet he's receiving his reward because he trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Phil Shepherd with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.